Hi, I'm Ray, G4NSJ. Did I hear people today say Morse code? Who wants Morse code? That's old-fashioned. No one uses Morse code these days, surely. It's not old-fashioned at all. All the marine coast guard stations and ships, they all use Morse code up to, what, late 90s? Was it 97? Something like that. That's not that long ago. Radio amateurs all over the world still use Morse code. I know people are put off by it, but that's only because they think it's difficult to learn, and it's not. It's very easy to learn. Okay, some people do have a blockage. I've got a blockage with mathematics. I can't do it. Long division and all this nonsense. I can't do it, and I never will. And I know that some people have a blockage when it comes to CW. But do try. Have a listen around. See what you can find on the lower end of the amateur bands, the HF bands, and also outside the amateur bands, you'll often find Morse code being sent. Now that's interesting. What's that all about, you might think? Well, you'll have to get a Morse code reader on your computer or something and look at it that way, or learn Morse code yourself. I love it. I've always loved it. When I first became licensed for HF back in the late 60s, was it? Early 70s. Most of my contacts on 80 metres were CW. I won't waffle on anymore, try and convert you, but don't give up on it. If you've started to learn it, don't give up. I know you come across times, as I did, when you think, oh, I'm never going to do this. Then suddenly, hang on a minute, my speed's increased. And you bash on, you keep at it. Oh, I'm going to give up on this. Hang on a minute, my speed's increased again. I'm doing well. Anyway, there we are, waffling now. Hope you enjoy this page. And thanks very much for listening. Take care. 7-3.